Support for agricultural information on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey offers solutions, resources, and expertise to support local landowners. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with a mid-morning commodity market report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter wheat, December, 581 and a half, down 1 3/4. March at 590 is down 1. Soft December wheat, 498, up 1 3/4. March, 514 and a half, up 1 3/4. December corn, 340 and a quarter, down 3 1/2. March, 352 and a quarter, down 3 1/4. May, 360 and a half, down 3 3/4. July, 367 and 3/4, down 3 1/2. Now 68, down 3 1/4. November soybeans, 982 and a half, up 1 3/4. January, 991, up 1 3/4. May, 1007, up 2 1/4. July, 1013 and a half, up 3. October soybean meal, 338.90, up 60 cents. October soybean oil, 3308, up 27. October live cattle, 157.35, up 115. September feeders, 230, 17 and a half, up 57 and a half. And October lean hogs, 106.62 and a half, now 60 even, and they're down 27 and one half.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Buy your tickets today for our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference. It's November the 24th at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. In addition to our great marketing panels on corn, cash grain, and soybeans, we've got keynotes on crop insurance, including the ARC-PLC decision, and farmland values. The cost is $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065 or on our secure website at willag.org. That's W-I-L-L-A-G.org. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, the Federal Reserve will come out of its closed two-door session later today around lunchtime. Will they give us anything that might move the dollar one way or another?
Well, you know, that's I guess that's probably the question that's on everybody's minds. You know, is there going to be a rate change or not? And you can certainly see that, you know, the Dow is tentative, trying to figure out which way it wants to go. So it'll be a driver in the market. There's absolutely no question about that. You know, of course, if interest rates go up, bond rates go down. And interest rates go up, U.S. dollar is probably going to follow. So for us in the commodity world, it's not always that's certainly not the best thing to have happen.
Let's turn our attention then to commodities and ask you, to what degree do you think technicals are in charge of this market at the moment?
That's a really good question, Dave. You know, when you look at the market itself, you can read daily, you know, key reversal, this, that, you name it, and the next day it'll do just the opposite. And so I think what we've moved back into again since the report is more of a day trading type of market. Technicals, of course, have an impact. We've got a weekly double bottom right now in December corn. Hopefully we can hold that, you know, not go below that 335 and 3/4 level before the week ends. I did some Fibonacci work yesterday and just looked at the projected low from that 457 in June to that 335 and 3/4, which is 289 and 3/4. And then if you take it from the April high of 517, it puts us down at 266 and a half. Let's hope we don't get there. But, you know, from a technical standpoint, I would have to say that I'm certainly not the only one looking at this. And when you look at the yields that are coming in and being reported, and there just doesn't seem to be many holes in the reporting on yields. In other words, you know, we're not hearing very much about poor yields so far. You know, that maybe comes later. They always talk about how the early yields are the best. But this crop is quite something. So from technicals being in charge, they're pretty much always in charge from the first date that you start to trade until the last date that you finish.
I mean, ending stocks, more than $450 million in the soybeans, more than $2 billion in the corn. I don't think there's much more bearish stuff that you can really throw at this market.
Yeah, well, I wish I could agree with you on that, but I don't know if I agree with you or not. I think that we do have a lot of bearishness thrown at the market already. I think when you look at the big picture from a momentum standpoint, you know, nice to see the buy from China today. The key comes down to we can't throw much more bearish, but I still say the U.S. dollar is going to be the dominating factor in what happens. And so, you know, anytime the people who are buying your product have to pay more just because of the exchange rate, it always makes it tougher. And then when you you add on to that. 790 million bushels of old crop beans sitting in Argentina, and, you know, as they head in. So I think that the new year could be a very, perhaps a trying time for us.
You have that, and then you also have a lot of wheat getting downgraded to field wheat over in Europe and the Ukraine, and that's going to compete against corn too, I would think.
Oh, and even here in the U.S., you know, out in Colorado, they had heavy, heavy rains, which they didn't need. And now you got feed barley and you got feed wheat, which you wouldn't have had otherwise. And so there are a lot of things that are going to have to be digested. But I think when you look at the whole thing, that, you know, we're probably going to develop a sideways to maybe a little weaker market as we head toward the grain stocks report at the end of the month. Once the grain stocks report is out and we have that piece to fit into the puzzle, then all, you know, Katie barred the door. If they would find an extra 100 million bushels because we did not use as much corn for ethanol as what the USDA projected that we used, you know, that type of thing. And mm-hmm. So I think we need to get past that before the market would actually get really serious about perhaps going down and maybe testing the $3 level or, you know, something like that.
How hard are you encouraging your clients to make 2015 sales of soybeans?
I am encouraging them at, I won't say at the top of my voice, but pretty close. just primarily because of the fact that I look at the expansion of acres in Argentina, the expansion of acres in Brazil, the heavy numbers of old crop beans that Argentina is sitting on, and we know Brazil is sitting on some too. The fact that South America, both in Argentina and Brazil, are projected to plant more shorter maturity beans this year than they ever have, which means they will be harvesting before January 1, and that puts them out in the export market a lot earlier than normal. So, and then, you know, I've got a lot of clients. I've got some guys who were, you know, like 80% corn that are going back to 50-50, just because of the way things pencil at the moment. And so, I just can't see how, as risk managers, you can look at a price of $9.95 and a quarter at the and not do something about it.
We're below production in some places for the corn. Do you feel as though that the market is going to give us an opportunity come next spring to get corn in the ground above production cost?
Boy, that's a wonderful question. I think I'm not certain we can get it above production costs, but one thing, I guess we haven't talked about for such a long time because the farm bill and the farm program was kind of out of the picture the last number of years. I remember back in the late 90s and early 2000s, you know, the trade gets to a point where it says, well, you know, the farmer's protected anyway. We don't care. We can do what we want. And so, therefore, when you look at the break, you look at the decision-making tool that we've all been talking about, you know, 330, do we go to PLC or do we go to ARC? Well, you know, at the 330 level, it's possible the trader looks at it and says, well, we don't have anything to worry about, even though in reality, 85%, you're only getting paid 10% of that 85% ARC, you know, coverage. There are a lot of things, but you still have to take it from the perception of the trader. And I think it'll depend upon how far they can push us. My expectation, I'm doing some research right now, but I don't have it done, so I won't be able to talk about it till next week. But I'm looking at how the market acted in the last 10 years for the 2 weeks after that September grain stocks report.
Okay.
And okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you much, Jackie.
Take care.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. We look forward to her research of post-September USDA crop progress next week. December corn at 340 and a quarter, down 3.5, now 3.25. And November beans are 981 and a half, up 3/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.